show. This is Cliffo and Gabby's catch up.
Hello, hello. It is Cliffo and Gabby here, just podding.
Just podding.
Just podding, mate.
Just podding around.
Just banging out a pod. Podding. Everyone's podding now.
Literally.
Everyone's
got a pod.
Used to be special, didn't it? Oh, I've got a podcast. Yeah, man, whatever. Anyone who's got an iPhone's got a podcast now if you want, so whatever.
But ours is great.
But this one is special.
This one's special.
This one really, that's all the other ones. This one really stands out today. We talked a little bit about the Premier of Queensland, how she has had to apologise after inviting her partner to a meeting.
A business meeting.
It didn't concern him at all. And we put the question out there, what do you wish you didn't invite your partner to?
Yeah. There was some interesting conversations around this one.
Yes. That's coming up. A Gabby's Weekly Wedding Update, straight from the 1950s.
Yeah, I found an article on how to be a good wife from Housekeeping Magazine in 1955.
Plus, just how much chicken is there in Gabby's beloved chicken salt? Mm. We answer the question that nobody's ever asked before, coming up on the Cliffo and Gabby podcast. Anastasia Palaszczuk, the Premier, she's in trouble. Had to apologise. Have you seen this?
I have seen this.
Some big trouble.
It's like she was called to the principal's office.
And the state is collectively going, oh, Anastasia, what are you doing? This is after she, it's a very weird one. Mm. She's got a boyfriend. And my wife was shocked by that. She's like,
oh,
I don't know. You expect all politicians to be all, I don't know.
Familied up.
Familied up and all that sort of stuff. It's the stereotype, isn't it? Mm. But she's like, oh, Anastasia's got a boyfriend. He's a doctor. He's a surgeon. And she's in trouble and she's had to apologise for inviting him to a meeting in Sydney in regards to the 2032 Olympic Games, which are happening.
I just find this so funny. Who invites their partner to a meeting?
I know. Whose partner wants to go to a meeting? But an Olympics meeting's pretty cool, I guess. Like, of all the stuff she'd have to sit through,
that would be one of the more exciting ones.
Exciting meetings. But, like, there was heads of the IOC were there, like heads of the Australian Olympic Commission. This is a very important meeting.
Yeah.
And, you know, I guess it's seen as bad, you know. Not I guess, it is seen as, it is bad, you know, taxpayers' money and stuff.
And I would feel really uncomfortable if your wife was in one of our meetings.
Yeah, I'd feel uncomfortable if Nev was there.
Yeah, right. But you would, because like you're talking about things that they obviously have no idea about, and you're just like, you'd feel like you have to fill them in, and it would just be this weird third wheel.
I think my wife would absolutely hate being in one of our
meetings. Same!
But it's weird. She has had to apologise. It was a good apology. She was grovelling.
I recognise that I have made a mistake, and I should not have taken my partner to that meeting.
Whose decision was it for him to sit at the table?
Look, I invited him, and look, I made a mistake, and I apologise for that.
Okay, so that's the apology.
She's owning it.
Gonna put it out there. Anastasia isn't the first person who has regretted inviting their partner along to something before. Yep. And that is what we want to explore.
Yeah.
On 131060. What do you regret inviting your partner to? Now, it's probably not going to be something as boring as a meeting the Premier had to go along to.
Mm.
But I'm thinking the husband or wife who made a fool of themselves at the Christmas party. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I'm thinking the hubby or wife that got a little bit too drunk at the christening. The baptism. Do you know what I mean? 131060, if this has ever happened.
Yeah.
What do you regret inviting your partner to?
Maybe you had to apologise to other people on their behalf because they got so rowdy.
You know it was a good wedding when you had to apologise on the way out and maybe even the next morning. Like for hubby, I don't know, doing the Eagle Rock drop on the dance floor or something. Undies and all.
Yes.
Anastasia Palaszczuk has had to do it. She's had to apologise for inviting her partner to a meeting, but 131060, let's talk about that. Invitation regret. What do you regret inviting your partner to? What did they do that made you regret inviting them? On 131060, Jen's here. What do you regret inviting your partner to, Jen?
A work Christmas party.
Oh no, what happened?
It was a rainy day. I work in radiology, so all the big bosses and everything was there. and he wanted to put a t-shirt and jeans on. And I said, no, just put a button-down shirt on, just look semi-neat.
Yeah.
And he didn't want to. So I got angry and I threw his flanny pajamas at him and I said, well, just put this on then.
He did.
So he did. He put it on over his jeans as well as his shirt. And we went out like that.
Let me guess, Jen, that was the last time he got an invite to the Christmas party.
Yes.
That's the best.
Why don't you just wear this then? Okay.
All right.
Oh, I will.
Don't threaten if you're, yeah. if you're not happy for them to follow through.
You played a game of chicken, Jen, and you lost. We only let her talk about the wedding once per week.
What? Only once?
Yep. This is Gabby's weekly wedding update.
I feel like now that we're less than 2 months away from the wedding, it should be up to two times a week. Just saying.
All right, we'll take it into consideration.
But this week...
It's before the panel. Oh, look, the panel says no.
I have found something pretty hilarious this week to talk about, though, because I've been researching a little bit to write my vows. Fiancé Nev and I are writing our own vows.
Love that.
And I've only just started thinking about it. I'm like, oh. A month and a half away, should
so
probably get on that.
Do what I did and just go straight to Google?
Well, that's what I did. I went straight to Google. And I was just having a look through Google, like, how do you write vows? What's the, okay. how do you like set it out? Is it an essay? How long does it go? You know, just the general rules for vows. But I did come across on Google the Good Wife's Guide from the 1955 issue of Housekeeping Monthly. And I thought, wow. Okay, let's have a look at this and see if I'm going to fit in with the good wife's guide from 1955.
From Housekeeping Monthly.
And how much I'm going to have to change when we get married. I'm thinking no too, but I've got five little points. They had about 18. I've whittled it down to five. Have dinner ready. This is a way of letting him know that you've been thinking about him and are concerned about his needs. Probs won't do that. Prepare yourself. Take 15 minutes to rest so you'll be refreshed when he arrives from work. Touch up your makeup. Put a ribbon in your hair.
Yeah.
He's just been with a lot of weary-looking people.
No whiskey-drinking businessman likes a haggard-looking wife.
Right? Prepare the children. Take a few minutes to wash the children's hands and faces, comb their hair, change their clothes. They are little treasures and he would like to see them playing the part.
I got two, mate. Mine aren't little treasures. Don't you worry about that.
Don't complain if he's late for dinner or even if he stays out all night. Count this as a minor compared to what he might have gone through at work. And finally...
It's getting hard for me to defend men.
Finally,
back in the day.
Listen to him. You may have a dozen important things to tell him, but this is not the moment when he's just arrived home from work.
You know your place.
Let him talk first. Remember, his topics of conversation are more important than yours.
So, million-dollar question.
Yeah.
How are you going to fit all of that into your vows? I was not a popular chappy amongst many takeaway lovers.
Mm.
When it comes to the show yesterday, after I voiced my disgust for all things chicken salt.
I'm on the chicken salt bandwagon, so I was quite upset by this too.
I'm not, because I'm not 6 years old anymore. I'm sorry.
I didn't like it when I was six years old,
well,
but I love it as an adult.
It's a kid thing for me, and it's just not a thing that I'm going to put up with anymore. Not a chicken salt guy. The takeaway shop we go to all the time, great takeaway shop, but they accidentally put chicken salt instead of plain salt on our chips, and I'm just not going to have it. So we did a What's the Deal With yesterday. Here's a little of my diatribe.
What's the deal with
chicken salt? You second-rate sad-ass seasoning. What even are you? Doesn't taste like chicken at all. It just tastes like artificial. And I know what artificial looks like. I watch the Kardashians.
Oh.
Yep. Stand by.
Fighting words.
After your defense of chicken salt yesterday, I actually, for funsies, went onto Google and I Googled how much chicken is in chicken salt. And it's led to this. I've come up with a game that I've called How Much Chicken Is There? So I'm going to tell you a product and you have to tell me
how much chicken's in it.
How much chicken, like as a percentage, you think is in it.
Uh-huh.
Starting with your beloved chicken salt.
I heard a rumour once upon a time that chicken salt was actually vegan. So I'm going to say 0% chicken in chicken salt.
Clever girl.
Oh, wow. I got it.
There's a shipload of salt, paprika, onion, citric acid, garlic, rice flour, pepper, celery seeds, and something called chicken flavour that ironically doesn't contain chicken.
That's a lot of ingredients for a salt. A
lot of stuff in there you're putting in your body. Product number two, a Chico roll. How much chicken is in a Chico roll?
We've talked about this a lot.
We have.
There's not a lot of chicken. There's a lot of cabbage. I'm going to say 0%.
You say 0%?
Yeah.
It's correct again. So Chico roll has no chicken in it.
Yeah, that's just baffling, isn't it?
Cabbage. And I'm reading this in order. You know how they list the ingredients at the front? Yeah. So cabbage, barley, carrot, green beans, wheat cereal, celery, onion, and beef stock.
In a Chico roll?
Yeah. Right?
That's weird. Okay. Why is it called Chico then?
I have no idea. Number three, Maggi 2-Minute Noodles chicken flavour. How much chicken in Maggi 2-Minute Noodles chicken flavour? And we're talking here the noodles and the seasoning.
I'm going to keep going on the run of 0%.
You're very clever because you're right.
No way!
So, the flavour mix satchel itself, so focusing mainly on that, iodized salt, flavour enhancers, mineral salt, sugar, onion powder, vegetable fat, and lots of numbers.
It's bad for you when there's a lot of numbers.
So at this point, we're not getting much chicken. Like I've thrown three chicken-based products out there and we've got none. So in my preparation for this game, this is where I got to the point of desperation.
Okay.
So Gabby.
Yeah.
Your fourth and final product for how much chicken is there the game. A Woolworths country style whole roast chicken. What percentage of a Woolworths country style whole roast chicken is chicken?
Oh, this is a toughie because there's stuffing, which is not chicken.
Yep.
So that would be a little percent. I'm going to go 95%.
You would be incorrect.
What?
Only 80%.
80? So what's 20% then?
I don't know. Chicken salt, maybe?
Meditation has been getting a lot of spotlight over the last couple of years when it comes to mental well-being, mental health, all those kind of realms. And it's something I've started to introduce, tried to introduce into my life. And it's all because I was talking to my nutritionist recently. I've been working with a fabulous nutritionist by the name of Kate Spina, and we've been talking about my gut and how it's not doing what it's meant to do. Okay. And one of the conversations led to the fact that burnout can cause issues with gut. And I was like, well, at the end of last year, I was heading towards a bit of a burnout like a lot of people were. And she was like, you need to start meditation, mate. That's the only way you can recover from burnout is through 20 minutes of meditation.
20 minutes?
20 minutes of meditation every day because it gives your brain time to recover from what it's been through. And I was like, oh, okay.
So the result, I'm a bit meditation here.
The results are proven.
The results are proven.
Meditation is amazing for all kinds of different health benefits in humans. So I realized that I'm not very good at it. I'm very much a beginner. And so I tried to do some guided medications so that
meditations, not medication.
Same.
Gabby is not guided taking medications. Pills to knock her out. I mean, that's one way.
The guided meditation. So on YouTube, if you just search for anything that you want to meditate on, it'll come up with all these guided meditations.
There's
so I've
a lot
been
of
doing
apps
a few of
too,
those.
Isn't there?
Yes, but I want to make sure I'm going to stick with it before I pay for an app.
Smart.
I don't want to spend money on it.
Smart.
But I've been finding it really hard to figure out when I should do my meditation throughout the day because I don't want to do it before a nap because I'll just fall asleep. And I don't want to do it after a nap because I've got, I don't know, it's just hard to find a place to insert
when you get up with a 3, sometimes a 2 in front of it for breakfast radio, you know, your day's kind of built around your afternoon nap. So.
Yeah, it is. But I did give it a go yesterday and I did fall asleep into a very, very heavy slumber. And I woke up well past the meditation and my YouTube had just continued like onto the next video.
What were we meditating to? Spice Girls Wannabe? This is not relaxing.
It was actually a bit of Bluey. I feel like this is a regular occurrence, but another article has come out today warning lazy Australians to set up better passwords onto their devices, their logins, all that kind
this
of
is
shenanigans.
Like one of the most used passwords in Australia is the word password.
Yeah, so stupid.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. Not only that, there's actually a few others that are really common. One of them being admin. Because sometimes when you reset your password, they'll give you a temporary one so that you can get back into your account and then you're meant to go in and change it again. And a lot of people just don't. So default administrator, guest and user are normally those default ones and people just leave them and they're very easy to hack. So password and along with those ones as well. 1, 2, 3, 4 is a good one too.
You know what's another popular one which is so bad? QWERT.
Yes, QWERTY.
QWERTY, which is, the first 5 letters on the keyboard.
Yes, we need to start getting more creative with our passwords. It's difficult. I get it. It's really hard because we have 50,000 things we need a password for, and they also say don't use the same password for multiple logins, makes it even harder again. And I was going down the list as well, though, where they're like, don't do this, don't do that, don't use this password. I'm like, idiot, who would do that? Who would do this? Who would do that? And then they're like, and don't keep a notes file in your phone of all your passwords.
Ready? That's it right there. I'm showing it to you right now. Yeah, my phone's not even password locked. Gabby, who I absolutely love, but there's a dumb thing you said on the show once, and we often refer to it. The time when you said every day is a day.
Oh, right. Like, which one? Which thing did I say?
So this was years ago, but Gabby goes, literally,
it's
true. Every day is a day. What she was referring to, like, every day is a day. Like, it's
Daffodil
Red
Day.
Or it's every day is a day.
Pancakes Day.
But how you said it in its context, it just sounded like you're saying, like, blue is blue or something. But finally, every day is a day is starting to make sense to me because this week has been a week. And what I mean by that is...
Every week's a week.
But this week has been a week because my 3-year-old son, Charlie, has been crook at home.
Poor little guy.
So I've had to take off after the show, do the whole tag team thing with my wife a couple of days. And he's not overly, like, out of spirit sick, but he has really bad school sores. And he's passed them on to me.
Yeah, I didn't know that could happen, hey?
So we're both being treated with creams and antibiotics and stuff like that. They're all covered, so I'm allowed to be at work. Like, it's nothing like that. So we check the rules.
Yeah, don't worry. I would have kicked him out if he wasn't allowed to be.
I've already got a couple, and they're in spots where I don't really flush all the time anyway, so don't stress. But, yeah, he's been home from school and home from daycare. And yesterday my wife had to have the whole day off because I had to spend a bit of time at work. And I got home, and she's like, I feel like he needs to air out. I said, what do you mean? And she goes, well, the worst of his sores are like right on the sort of the crutch area, and we're toilet training him at the moment. So he's always got undies on, sort of warm and stuff in that area.
And if a wound stays moist, it doesn't crust up and scab.
Doesn't heal nearly as well.
Yeah.
And Michelle's like, I just feel like he needs to air. And I said, okay, well, what do you propose? And she goes, why don't we just nude him up and let him go around and run around in the backyard on the grass in the sun for a while? I said, that's a fantastic idea.
Not bad.
Dry him out in the sun. And he's 3, so nudity is not really a thing for a 3-year-old. So we nude him up, nude as the day he was born. And I don't know, my kids aren't real naked kids. Like, they're always just sort of, I don't know, we just don't walk around the house naked. We're just not really that sort of family. Like, we'll go from
you're not like me.
The laundry to, you get home and it's like, here I am.
Yep.
We'll do the run from the laundry or whatever. So, yeah, but we're not the most naked people. So for him to be naked, it was really kind of empowering for him yesterday. It was a little bit like the Lion King. Like, he was free. Like all the animals on Pride Rock. Like, he's free or whatever. And he's running around, just loving the freedom. It was uber cute, which actually frustrated me. Because when he does it, it's cute. When I do it, it's indecent public nudity. That's not fair. Alpha Bucks. Doing Alpha Bucks again tomorrow, Friday the 6th of May. Another $1,000 cash on the line.
The answer to get you closer to the $1,000 as well, radio.
Radio.
The traditional way you would have normally listened to our audio.
Yes.
However, being a podcast, you're probably not listening to it on the radio right now.
Mind blown. Radio is the free clue for tomorrow's game of Alpha Bucks for Friday Alpha Bucks on Hit. The Hit Breakfast Show.